I saw an angel falling down. And when I saw her face, it took my breath away.
All right, so I am Pastor Floyd Hughes, and I have with me, and again, I'm going around clockwise from my Zoom lens. So I have with me Melanie, Lene, Rachel, and Melissa. Actually, I went counterclockwise. And we are talking about back to school. So, who's ready for back to school?
Not I.
No. Okay, well, let me ask you this, because interesting thing, you guys were just talking about sending kids to bed. What do you do to start getting them ready for back-to-school sleep schedules? Well, let me ask this. Have any of them been on summer? Have you had your kids on sleep schedules for the summer, or just pretty much they fall asleep where they fall asleep? They're like playing until they drop.
My kids don't have specific schedules that I have made. They have schedules that they have made. They have to go to bed between like 7:30 and 8 p.m. and then they wake up between like 6:30 and 7:30 a.m. every day, no matter what.
Wait, when you say that they have made, is it like an internal clock, or are they like, Mommy, it's like 7:30, we got to go to bed?
They turn into monsters. And they are miserable if they are up beyond their point where they should be asleep. And then it doesn't matter if they go to bed later than that and are miserable, because they will get up at the exact same time the next day, and then it'll be a cycle. So they just have to be.
Okay. Does that current schedule fit whatever back to school schedule?
Yes, it will. Oh,
okay. So that works out great.
In our household, we are sleeping in. We are trying to get every minute we can.
We are trying to watch movies.
Yeah.
We are trying to do 3 laps every single day. And we are trying to go to bed the latest we can.
Trying to go the latest you can. Question, Rachel. So how are you going to amend all that as you get closer to back to school?
Okay, so as far as my back to school schedule, because it's coming up so quickly, I'll probably just do the week before, just bump up bedtime. I mean, that's the most realistic.
No, the day before.
Yeah, he says the day before, but I'm saying possibly the week before, so that way, right, they can just kind of feel their bodies rested throughout the day. No. But, you know, there's so many things that come up and everything. So I do want them to enjoy every last little bit of summer before they have to go back. So we'll just see what happens.
Is a week enough time to adjust like sleep schedules?
No, for us, I think it is. I mean, I take them to school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they sleep in the car, that's what they have to do. But
I sleep in the car most every day.
Yeah, so we just play by ear.
Okay. All right, Melanie,
they eventually catch up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first week is just so much. I mean, there's just like so much excitement going on in class and everything like that. They come home tired anyways. And then, you know, I think their bodies get back to it pretty quickly.
Are they like going on school high adrenaline then?
I think so. I mean, we still have stuff left to do on our summer bucket list, but we'll get it all in there. So.
You know, we still need to go to Butler County for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. So, we'll hopefully get it done.
All right, cool. Melanie, what about you?
Caden's not so much on a set schedule. He goes to bed whenever he's tired, and it kind of works out. The only problem is we both are sleep-in people, so I'm on a summer schedule, and I'm not really willing to break that. So getting up at anywhere before 8 will be the death of me.
So you're the one who's going to need to adjust and get back on a back-to-school schedule?
Oh, it's going to be rough for him, too, because he sleeps as long as I sleep. Okay. We're both night owls.
So, Melissa, what about you?
Jax has been living his best life this whole summer. He goes to bed whenever he pleases. Bill caught him up at like 2:30 the one night he came home from work, and Jax was still like up living his best life watching videos. He sleeps in sometimes. Sometimes he gets up early, but he's slow. He's like hitting them like pre-teen years where he's slow to wake up in the morning and he's cranky, and then he goes back to sleep, and then once he's done being cranky, he wants to cry about it like it's my fault that I just woke him up 30 different times and he's now going to be late for school. So we start adjusting to the school schedule a little bit sooner. I kind of like give him like a 10 o'clock curfew probably starting at the end of this weekend, and then we bump back the hours a little bit, or by the half hour, until he gets ready for bed fully.
So wait, so you start how many weeks before school?
About two and a half. And I mean, it's not like drastic, because his school bedtime usually is around 8:30. So now, like, it'll be around 10 if he doesn't, like, go to bed before then. But usually he puts himself, like, in his bed around 9, 10 o'clock. And he's, like, chilling, just up watching YouTube videos. Yeah, he's going to bed right now. And it's 9.
So that brings up the next question. Because sleep schedule is one thing. What about food schedules? Like, are there regular food schedules, or like during the summer, is it just they just eat whenever they're hungry? And what about transitioning to different types of food? Because during the summer, it's like, okay, yeah, you can have an apple or you can have a Snickers bar. You know, I'm happy as long as you're alive, doing good. But now you're trying to get them back onto, you know, lead them back towards the more nutritious thing. And you can't just snack your way through the refrigerator all day. You know, there's a set schedule. So Melissa, especially since Jax is like picky eater, is it going to be difficult getting him back to, or is he pretty consistent with his like regular meal times and types of foods?
His meal times kind of vary. Jax is a little weird when it comes to that. Like, he never eats breakfast, even school days, not school days. He's just not like a eat when he first wakes up kind of kid. So summertime as opposed to school is a little bit different, because if he gets up a little bit later, then he's eating like lunch for breakfast basically. And then like now when school starts, I'll make him try to eat like a little bit of something before he leaves the house, just so that way he isn't waiting so long for lunch, since the older you get, you know, the later your lunch is. As food choices, it's pretty much the same. He likes to have hot lunch at school, even though he doesn't eat half of the stuff that they give you for hot lunch anyways. But he just, like, deals with whatever they have, or he eats around the stuff that he doesn't like. And we've offered to pack, but he prefers to go because he gets his food faster or something like that, he said. I don't know.
Rachel, what about you? What about you guys? Are you guys on a set food eating schedule, or they just graze through the fridge whenever they're hungry and you got to get them back to a set full school?
We got some grazers here. Yep.
Eat whenever we're hungry.
Yeah.
Whenever we're hungry.
Yeah. It is nice, though, whenever we start back to school, these kids get a snack break, so they're not waiting. They are not waiting till lunch to get their meal. And then, do you guys have a snack in the afternoon?
No.
No. Okay.
Unless if they're having a special thing.
Yeah. But I also know when I pick them up, I try my best to have a snack for them ready to go, because because, like, when you get to lunch, right, they're too busy talking. I've actually worked in with the cafeteria, and they do, I was going to say, they do a lot of, I'm sorry. So in the cafeteria, they do a lot of talking and besides eating. So I don't know what gets
in their bodies until they come home and they're starving. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Melanie, what about you?
Well, Caden's hard to force feed at any point because he's just not an eater, but he loves breakfast. So if I can get up in time, I try and get him as much breakfast as I can. And he usually eats lunch very healthy. Like he has fruits and vegetables, and I'm very much looking forward to packing that every single day.
So he's a healthy snacker. He likes the healthier stuff.
Yeah. If you give him sweets, he will eat them until he's sick, but he prefers fruit to just about any other food.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
So at least there's a good thing about that.
And is Lene, is she still there?
She's having some trouble putting the kids down. They went to bed too late.
Okay, all right.
But her kids are fantastic eaters. I don't think she's got anything to input.
Are they picky eaters, or they just, you put it in front of them and they're like, yeah, I'll try it?
Yeah. It's hard to get them to stop eating.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Did you have to do any summer? I know Kane's kind of younger. Did you have to do any summer school, like prep work, to prepare for this school year?
I had planned on doing a whole bunch of stuff, like basically reiterating everything that he's learned and doing all kinds of stuff, but I slacked.
Just stuff happened. Life happened, didn't get around to it.
Yeah, I got a little busy this summer, so I'll probably try and push in a refresher course just real quick before I throw him on back there. But his preschool teacher is fantastic. She's really good with all that, so...
Was any of it like required, make sure he gets this done, or is this just stuff that you wanted to
do? No, he was in his first year of preschool, and they hardly expected anything from the first year of preschool. Second years, she'll give us more of a booklet to complete if he's behind on anything, or she wants him to review anything for kindergarten, but she basically was like, just try to remember what you learned. We'll review it in the next day because it's the next year, because it's the same course.
Okay. All right. What about you, Melissa? Dax is older. Did he have like a set list of read X number of books during the summer?
No, he didn't have anything to do over the summer, which I thought was weird because like when I was in school, we used to be sent home with like whole like school books. They were like 2 inches thick, and you had to do like so many pages, and then your parents got like the answer sheet to like check your work, and they had to like grade it, and they had to like sign the papers, and I had to take it back to school, and they didn't do nothing. They were like, good luck. iPad, charge it for next year.
I had to do that. My mom was like, she was more mad than I was. She was like, I'm not in school. Why is my summer being ruined because you got
right. Because I got to sit here and watch you cry. Yep, that was my grandparents too.
But so they didn't have anything. No, make sure you read these books and
da-da-da. No, they didn't send them. Like, he kept his iPad. Normally they send their iPads back, like at the end of the school year, you check it in. And this year they kept them. And so I thought that there would be like something on there, and that's the reason that they made the kids keep them. But there wasn't. He was free bird.
Okay, well, good for him. Although Jax is like crazy smart anyway, so I don't.
Yeah, not when it comes to homework, though. I'm thankful for that. It would have been a long summer.
Okay. All right, Rachel, did you guys have any preschool or get ready for school or make them read over the summer or jobs?
Yeah, we had staycation books, right? Same thing. So 2 books for the next grade. And we started off pretty good, but then I slowed down. I was like, oh, you know, it's summer. You don't have to do them. But when I did tell the kids to do them, like, they like doing them. So yeah, I'll probably try and throw in a few more pages before they go back, and the answers are in the back of the books. That's good. And what else about that? The summer reading programs at the library. So we have two that are close to us, and we did both, you know, because you can, they know we went to both and did both. And we got prizes at the one, and then they're going to draw the prizes this week for the other one. So that was super exciting for the kids because they got, you know, tickets and all that good stuff. So it was really nice for me because, like, at the end of the night, we could just read and get our points, you know, marked down. So yeah, that was fun. We'll see if they picked up on anything. Yeah, but it is for the love of reading. It's not just to like that's what I want. That's what I want them to do, is just love to read.
That's a good way to keep them integrated into it too.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, again, just another shout out to libraries in general, because libraries are awesome. Not only just reading, they have all kind of programs for kids, for adults, all kind of stuff. So,
the one had a pool party. Like, your ticket for the summer reading program was your ticket into the pool. So they did a big pool party. All kinds of different stuff. But yeah, they had like a magician. All different. I mean, I kind of felt like we lived at the library. And then when we won a prize at that one, they're like, "We're glad you won a prize because you guys have been here so much." I was like, "Well, thank you." There's just so much. Yeah, so much to offer there, which is fun.
All right, so I have two more questions for you guys, and these are things that experts. I hate the term experts because I don't know who gives these people the title experts. I think they give it to themselves. But experts, two things that experts say that you should do to prepare your children, and I think it's at any age, for back to school. And I want to get your thoughts on it. I want to hear what all you guys think. So since Rachel, what are your thoughts on? The first thing they say is discuss the upcoming routine that your child is going to have with the child, and let them weigh in on it. In other words, if they're like, "Well, let's adjust that to this," or "No, let's remove that," get their thoughts, let them weigh in on a routine. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, but this is only an audio podcast, so all the other people didn't see how big your eyes just got when you...
I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. If I give them an inch, they'll take a mile. I know the old saying. I mean, it's true. It's just true. But I'm somewhat of a softie, so I mean, I do give them some leeway. If things aren't working, we adjust to that. But I don't really take into consideration how they feel. When it comes to,
it's not a partnership, it's a parent. Yeah,
getting out there, I was like, I'm the mom, it's my responsibility to get them on time. So right, teeth brushed, hair combed before you get into school. Yes. Do I walk into school brushing their hair some days? Yes. Do I want to change that? Yes, but we'll get there. It's just I don't want to give them too much leeway.
Yeah,
because I mean, if I'm prepping them for the real world, I guess I just want to show them, like, this is how it's done. Let's just do it.
Okay, all right. I feel like I could go to either one of you guys right now because both of you had expressions. Melissa and Melanie, but all right, Melissa, so what are your thoughts? Discussing the routine and getting your child's input on it. Here's a routine that we're going to have for back to school, getting their thoughts and input on it.
He's welcome to have an opinion. It just isn't going to get him anywhere, probably. I mean, I feel like, especially as your kid gets older, life is a little bit about compromise. So, like, when he comes home sometimes, he really wants to eat before we do homework. but it's one of them things where I gotta like determine his mood of the day, because sometimes that eating turns into a 3-hour thing where he's sitting there taking like 2 bites of the same pierogi the whole time he's sitting there because he doesn't want to do his homework. And then next thing you know, he's crying. It's 7:30 at night. He hasn't gotten a bath yet. He's supposed to be in bed and we're both miserable. So when it comes down to it, he's welcome to voice what he'd like to do and not do. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because like Rachel said, you prepare your children for the real world. He doesn't get a call into work one day and be like, you know what? I know you have me scheduled for 7:30, but I really think that like 9 works better for my schedule. So I'm going to be at a 9. I'm going to take my break at 11, but I'm going to eat for 3 hours and then I'm going to come back in. So I'll see you then. Like, that, it doesn't work that way. Life sucks sometimes, and it's the cold, hard truth. You learn that at home first.
Okay. I feel bad that Melanie was muted this whole time, because I feel like she was just screaming with laughter. All right, so Melanie, your thought. First, am I going to need to bleep anything out later?
I hope not.
Okay, all right. Your thoughts on discussing the routine and letting your child weigh in on the routine?
I would love to have a child that I could do that with. However, Caden is not that child. He is very much into the new saying of, well, you should have input, whatever there. So if anything goes wrong, you should have woke me up earlier. If anything, we're not on time, you should have drove faster. No, if I give him any chance to say that any more than he already does, I'm going to let the teacher keep him. No, he's not getting much of an input.
Okay. All right. So here's the last question. And Melanie, so I'll just start with you.
Lene,
you're back. Okay. Lene, what are your thoughts on the question?
Yes. Yes, I did. They're kind of already in charge here. So I'm just here trying to keep them in line. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm the outlier here.
In this situation, you are not the manager.
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, they wake up when they want to, they go to sleep when they want to. They just happen to do it at appropriate times. So, I mean, I guess if it wasn't, I would have to intervene. But right now, it's going smooth the way they want to do it.
Okay. So, what are your thoughts? I'm sorry. I'm trying to control my laughter. What are your thoughts on having a celebration? Because some parents at the end of the school year, they have a little, yay, school's over. And even if the parents don't, the kids do. They're like, yay, school's over at the end of the school year. So they say, have a celebration at the beginning of the year, just like you did at the end of the year. So they get excited about a new routine, back to school, all that stuff. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a great idea. My kids are already so pumped to go back to school. Well, Rita is pumped to go back to school. Roscoe is excited to start school. So... I wasn't planning on a celebration, but they're very happy about it. So Cool. Maybe we should.
You don't have to like pump them up with, hey, let's have a little celebration. They're already excited about it.
They are. Well, Roscoe, I think he's not sure. He says he's excited, but he doesn't know. He goes with me to drop Rita off and pick her up. So he kind of has an idea and he has seen the teacher. So I think he is a little excited, but I think he's nervous. But Rita is just like, take me back. I need to see my friends. Okay. I'm done with this whole summer thing.
All right, cool. All right, Rachel, what about you? Thoughts on like a back to school celebration?
Yeah, no, none of that here. It's it is exciting for them to go back to school and see their friends. So as far as the celebration, right, I may make like a nice breakfast and, you know, everyone's up early anyways that day, but then the rest of the time, you know, to get their pictures done and stuff like that. So that's about as far as I'm going to go.
Okay. All right. Melissa, what about you?
For the first day of school, usually when Jax gets home, I take him to like McDonald's, or I have McDonald's waiting for him just to be like, hey, you made it. Congrats. And then
you have a little tradition that you do.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually on the last day of school, we always try to get him something that he like really loves. Was it this last year or the year before? We got him his favorite pizza. We got him Fiori's from down in Pittsburgh, and we bought him a quad. He did not want the quad, but he was really excited about the pizza. So,
respect for, you know, being excited about the food. All right. Melanie, what about you? Thoughts on having like a little celebration to get them excited about the beginning of the school year?
I mean, I'll probably talk it up the couple days beforehand, but I'm not really celebratory about having to get up early, so I have a hard time putting in the enthusiasm necessary.
You can't fake the enthusiasm.
Not really.
Okay, so let me ask you, I know I said that was the last question. Back to school pictures that you post online, yay or nay? Melanie.
I don't really have an opinion on it. I take pictures of him all the time, but I almost never post anything. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Nay.
I will probably be posting pictures of my children with their cute little backpacks and their cute little outfits ready to go. But I don't do the whole like board thing that says what grade they're in and their name and all their information. Just a picture of them being cute and ready to go.
Rachel.
No. If you want a back to school picture, text me. I'll text you their pictures.
All right, Melissa.
I definitely post the gremlin photo. Jack's going back to school every year. Sometimes I'm late and I don't take the first day back. It's like the second or third day, but I'm just like late posting and I pretend like it's the first day photo and that I forgot to. But in all reality, I just forgot to take the photo on the first day of school. And so I pretend it's the first day still.
I think you're covered because from next week until mid-September, I feel like every day there's back to school.
That's photos. What I'm saying. So I'm like, are these solid. Kids not
all back in school yet? It's almost Halloween. I mean,
yeah, no, somebody just posted that their kid went back to school today in Indiana. Like they started already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. Wow. But yeah, I post a photo of Jax every year for his back to school.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope all you guys have great back to school experiences and easy times getting, you know, all the children ready for the back to school routines. And then the next podcast, look forward to hearing how all of that went.
When I woke, there was no one there to hold.